And it's 17 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. It's good morning and welcome back to the microphone, Barry Chapman, our plumbing boss. Nice to see you again.
Good morning, morning, morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's a good Tuesday because we were just discussing how this community in Ballito is fortunate to experience what community is all about. We say this in light of what happened yesterday when the Municipal Workers Union decided to come and intimidate, if you like, locals by throwing rubbish all over the place and marching and cajoling and carousing for the sake of creating a fuss over, I suppose, really they want more money for doing less work. It's the typical cry of the entitled. But it was a good thing to see how fast civil society got involved, led by the UIP and then supported by a whole bunch of private security companies. And they simply cleaned up the mess. Now, these
in a blink.
Lovely people came to town to make a mess, to make a point. No one confronted them and made it ugly. They just said, you want to play like little naughty things, off you go, play like naughty things, make a mess if that's what you want to do, and we will simply, like adults, sweep up, clean up, and let you get on with it, have a nice life. Yeah. And I think that that was a very intelligent approach. But talking about community,
the community stepping up again.
Yes, you have an initiative that we're going to be talking about right now, which is another marvelous example of community coming together, private sector coming together to make a difference. Tell us about that.
100%. So a week or so ago, I got contacted by a representative of the Westbrook Retirement Village. It's a municipal-run facility in Etequini. And we went out to go have a look at some of the hot water situations because there's various residents in that retirement village that have got no hot water. And I was pretty damn shocked to find out that there was a particular individual in that property that had not had hot water for 4 years.
Wow.
Which was mind-blowing. So they had appointed municipal workers or municipal contractors that had come in, and they'd come out to check whether the geyser was working or not, seen that the geyser was burst, and merely disconnected it. So cut the pipes off and put a cap on it and said, sorry, we'll submit a quote for a new geyser. And 4 years later, they're sitting in the same position. So, and the other ones aren't drastically different. You know, I think the shortest period one is 8 months. They've had no hot water. So we decided to step up, spoke to various role players in our community. We had a Mozambique restaurant who ran a little fundraiser for us. We raised, I think it was just under 25,000 rand for the physical materials. And then we had On Tap, Craig from On Tap, who stepped in and said, no problem, guys, I will source the materials for you at cost. And then we've got myself, Chapman Plumbing, Sean Wiseman from Wiseman Plumbing, and Vincent Deroval from Urban Flow Plumbing, we've all stepped in and collaborate. We're now collaborating together to do the installations on the house to make sure that our elderly are respected and have a little bit of dignity to have a bit of hot water.
Wow. Yeah, you see, these are the stories that should be making the news. These are the stories. It's wonderful to see that you and your colleagues have got together in this initiative, Barry. It really is heartwarming to hear. It's shocking, firstly, in the first place, to hear that you know, but we're so used to the listening to the tales of woe about municipal and or governmental failure to deliver, failure to maintain, just general failure. And then the politicians that jump on the bandwagon and say, vote for me, I'll help fix it. And all they do is get involved in the feeding frenzy.
100%.
And very little gets done until civil society stands up, like you are doing, to say, listen, forget about the nonsense. Let's just get together and fix the problem.
You know, the thing that I loved is every single person that I spoke to, there was not a skip or a beat of whether they wanted to help or not.
You see, this is where good leadership comes in. This is where we're expecting a knight in shining armor on a white stallion to ride in from the political wilderness to say, follow me, I'm going to lead you to a better future. Well, that's never going to happen. Not in our country, simply because we have enabled the rogues to take over. What is going to happen and what has to happen and what you are already doing is standing up as a businessman, as a member of the community, and saying, what I can influence and what I can fix, me personally and my team and my friends and my colleagues in our sphere of influence together, make it bigger, we will make a difference. And that is so encouraging. It gets the ball rolling, I think.
100%. But there's also a little twist to the end of this. So Brett from Mozambique wanted to twist it up a little bit. So we had Basil Rayson, who's another plumber in Belito, who was helping us on site, drawing up material lists and everything like that. He's kind of been liaising with Craig from Untap and making things happen. So he's like, right, let's make this interesting. We're going to put a little competition together. So I've got my two staff that'll go out and do the job. Sean's got his two staff and Vincent's got his two staff. And we're going to have a little competition. Who can do the installation the best in the least amount of time with the least issues and et cetera. And then do a little assessment after it. And Brett's sponsoring a prize, a meal for the guys.
For the team that does the job best.
Just to add a bit of fun to it.
You know, I absolutely love this. I love the fact, you know, and I hate to say it's the kind of usual, the usual suspects, and I don't like that word either, but that's the phrase one uses. You know, whenever there is a good thing happening, you'll find that there are certain individuals in the community that are behind it or responsible for it. Guys like Brett McHaylen, who is he's a mensch, he's a wonderful guy. Like Barry Chapman and the name that you've mentioned, Barry. There are the names that you've mentioned. There are good people, 100%. And they deserve more recognition. We're happy to give that recognition. So come along if you've got a project that you need some exposure on. We'll shine the light. We need collectively as a community to get behind these things that collectively, as I say, make a huge difference and a better world. Yeah, we can't fix the things that we can't fix because they are much too big for us. But the smaller things that we can fix, these we must do.
100%.
We must stop talking about it, having meetings about it, writing letters. Forget about that. Let's get stuck in where we can with what we've got. The muscle in your arm, the brain power, and the resources, we can come together to find the resources.
Just make it happen.
Let's make it happen. It's a good news story, Barry. Congratulations, and thank you for what you're doing.
It's been a team effort. It certainly hasn't been mine. So it's been a collaboration of the community, well, and guys just stepping up to the plate. So
let's shine lots of light on this one and give us an update when you're in the situation. And
we're going in on Thursday.
Let's have a report from the field. Phone us. We'll do a sort of live update. And then afterwards, let's put it on social media. Make
beautiful.
A big splash. Because it deserves that. Eh?
100%.
Lovely story.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss. You know, if you've got a plumbing emergency, you've got a friend in the neighborhood, as you can hear. Barry Chapman and his team from Chapman Plumbing at your service. Barry will catch up very shortly.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
And the morning show continues.